Okay, you're listening to the Jabbercast, and today we're talking about addictive personalities. You know, when you think of addictive personalities, we tend to think of alcohol and drugs and things like that. But what about the computer?
No.
MySpace, Facebook, chatting in general. I'm talking to Terry today, and just want to ask a few questions because you are addicted to Facebook.
Well, we'll just put it, I'm an FF. Facebook fanatic.
Facebook fanatic. Is that what they call?
I don't know. I think that's the disease I have.
Okay.
Can't get enough.
Yeah. What's the Facebook phenomenon and how does it become something that's addictive?
I don't know. It's just, I think it has to do with a lot of the applications. There's like games.
Yeah, they got all these things called plugins, I guess they call them.
Little games. You got like Naughty Poke, Sexy Poke, send chocolates, send roses, all these little things.
Yeah, you can actually
things.
Send gifts on there and
send
everything.
Send gifts on, yeah.
So it comes as a gift, a present, an icon of some kind.
You can send roses and spank people. Like I probably have about 200 extra applications, side applications on there. But the biggest one is the Friends for Sale.
He's one of the big players, folks. And what about like the Fun Wall?
Oh, yeah,
martini bars and things. You can send people drinks or ask them to...
And then you also have like the super wall. You have a private wall.
And for anybody that there probably isn't anybody, but anybody that doesn't know what Facebook is, basically it's
an online community.
Yeah, an online community, social place to hang out. There was MySpace. There was your regular chatting and audio text chat and stuff. But this has taken it to a whole new level. Facebook.
It's almost like the internet's reborn again, because if you think about it, Facebook connects you with every single person in the world because of via the internet. And I have friends that are from New Zealand, Australia, England, you know, all over the place.
Do you find that you're on Facebook a lot?
I'm always on Facebook.
When
I'm not working, I'm there.
Yeah. And do you find, too, that a lot of the people that you're on Facebook with are on Facebook a lot?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can always connect with them, and the beauty of with Facebook is it intermingles with MSN Messenger and Yahoo Messenger. You can actually, they have an icon on there, as you can see on my computer right now. It says MSN Messenger button. You can click on there, and it's like it intermingles. Direct connection.
And what if Facebook were to shut down? Would it suck?
Yeah. Actually, the one application that I use all the time is, as I said, Friends for Sale. And there's days where you can't get on it. And if you go onto the main website for Friends for Sale...
So people are actually buying and selling each other.
Yeah.
That's an incredible concept.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Is Facebook always fun? Are there times...
Yes.
Is there any animosity between people that are on?
It should be fun because you got to use it as... a game. It's a place to meet people and have fun, but some people take it to the opposite, and I've had nasty messages left to me from people on Friends for Sale for buying their pets. They've threatened to get me kicked off Facebook, and you know, they'll start swearing at me, and I just recite the rules of conduct, the code of conduct on there.
So what do you think it makes somebody addicted to, maybe not only Facebook, but to anything in general? But I mean, what makes, like, what attracts you to Facebook? Having extra time to do it.
Yeah, having extra time to do it, and just for the fact
not so much.
I don't go on there for women yet, although I do have a lot of friends that are females in my friends list, but I have a lot of my friends, like you and a few other buddies and all over the world. And I have guy friends that I've met. One gentleman I just added to my friend list a couple of days ago. He's from Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and it's just a social network. Instead of having to go out, sometimes the weather doesn't permit you to meet somebody. But it's like now you're shaking hands with somebody that's a world away. Like I said, I have a friend that's in Australia. When I get up in the morning to go to work at 6:30, she's just getting ready to go to bed, and I can. It's amazing what you can do and what you can talk about and how the world now is like there's no boundary except for if you actually have to go there.
But the physical boundary.
Yeah,
maybe,
the physical boundary.
With the internet has made it possible, and you know, programs like Facebook to be the next best thing than being there, I guess.
Yeah, well, and that, like I said, it's a lot of my friends, a lot of the female friends. I have this one female friend, God bless her. She's in England. She's on Facebook, on Friends for Sale. She's my owner, and I own her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm her pet. She's mine. I chat with her on Skype as well as on Facebook at the same time.
Yeah, so you've actually made some real friends.
Yeah.
Do you ever think to yourself that, you know, I've been on here for like 2-3 hours or 4 hours or whatever, and, you know, why am I on here? Or you just get off there because, like, you realize, like, wow, I've been on here for...
Well, I don't go on there if I have work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have my job, and I have to go to work, and when I come home, when I'm done my paperwork and I'm done everything, instead of sitting in front of the TV or doing a lot of other things, if I want to just sit and relax and chat with some good people, I poke my friend.
Yeah, there's some interaction there, and you don't necessarily have to leave your place. It can be a really cool thing, I guess.
Oh, it's
but
awesome.
I would imagine there are probably some people that does interfere maybe with their work or maybe with their relationship or, you know, different things.
As soon as they come home, they got to be on the computer. Or they're at work. Boom, they got to be on there.
Right.
And I have a few friends that are like that. They'll message me while they're at work.
From work, yeah. Yeah, I occasionally see at places of business, somebody will have Facebook up on the screen and you know, I guess if their work allows it, you know, it's okay. But if you're actually, you know, maybe that addicted to it where, you know, you can't leave it alone, or maybe it gets in the way of your job. I'm at work, I'm on Facebook, the boss says, you know, you got to stay off there or whatever.
That's right. Your productivity at work, if it suffers, then you have a problem. See, me, I know this show's about addictiveness in that. And, you know, I don't have an addictive personality, but Facebook is addictive. You know, I can live without it, but I like having it there for the interaction.
And you bring
friends.
Up an interesting concept, the fact that some people may not have an addictive personality, but maybe something that they're interested in or involved in is addicting.
Yep.
So that doesn't necessarily make them an addictive personality either. And I guess people have to realize that some things can interest somebody to the point where, you know, they spend a lot of time with it. But that doesn't
mean we all need positive things in our life, and as long as this is positive, like for me, Facebook is positive.
Yeah, things that make you happy or keep you busy and things like that, and those are good things. And I guess with respect to that, I suppose that if something is addictive but not harmful to you, to somebody, that then what's really the harm in that too?
Yeah.
I suppose, unless it does, like we mentioned, if it gets in the way of something. But I mean,
as long as it doesn't, because then that's when you have a problem. Everybody needs their vices. Everybody has to have an outlet for whatever it is. And you go to work and you're at work all day and you come home and you're a little bit stressed out. You need to relax, because if you don't relax, stress will kill you.
Yeah. You need something to take you away from all that.
Yeah.
And we're going to take away from all this and go back to the show. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Not a problem.